get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed with Liquid data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Headlines at 12 hours. Government to introduce scheduled pit latrine emptying program in 2026. Walmart signs agreement with China's IWHR on water resource management. And 100 abducted school children released in Nigeria.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Government, through the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, has announced the introduction of the scheduled pit latrine emptying program set for rollout in 2026 in communities of George, Chawama and Kanyama. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovo has stated that the program marks a significant milestone in enhancing fecal sludge management in high-density settlements and underscores government's commitment to delivering safe, affordable and sustainable sanitation services to all citizens. Mr. Nzovo says the initial phase will target 5,000 lined pit latrines constructed under the Lusaka Sanitation Program, ensuring predictable and routine servicing instead of waiting for pits to overflow. He has highlighted that a key feature of this initiative is the introduction of flexible installment-based payment arrangements to make the service accessible to all households, and that subscription to the program will be 70 kwacha per month. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiuni. The Water Resources Management Authority, WOMA, and China's Institute of Water Resources and Hydropower Research, IWHR, have today signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at strengthening Zambia's capacity in water resource management, climate resilience and scientific data systems. Speaking during the MOU signing ceremony, WOMA Acting Director General Misozi Lumpa said the partnership marks an important milestone following years of technical engagement that began at the World Water Congress in Beijing in 2021. She has noted that Zambia continues to face rising pressure on water resources due to climate variability, population growth, and competing demands.
This collaboration extends beyond the institutional relations. We anticipate that the strengthened joint water-related research will provide reliable scientific evidence to inform decision-making in water resource management and support policy advisory function at national level. We expect that we will exchange ideas and learn more about how we can manage water resources to secure the well-being of our citizens and strengthen the resilience of our economy.
And IWHR Vice President Peng Wenqi said the agreement opens a new chapter in China-Zambia cooperation and reaffirms China's commitment to active data sharing, research exchange, and the development of joint programs aimed at enhancing long-term water security for both nations.
The Vice Minister of Water Resources, Mr. Wang Bao'en, has visited Zambia and be able to meet Minister Nzovo, your Minister of Water Resources Development and Sanitation. And I believe the two ministries have reached a broad consensus on deepening the cooperation exchanges in hydropower and water infrastructure development, water management, water environment, governance and management, water efficient irrigation, talent training, as well as information technology uptake. And I've been informed by all ministries that the two ministries are now closely working with each other on MOU between the two ministries.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, Godaza, has paid tribute for the dedication demonstrated by President Hakainde Hichilema and the Technical Committee in ensuring that the Constitution Amendment process was completed within the given time frame. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga says the commitment to delivering the report on the Terms of Reference, TORs, is a testament to professionalism and dedication to the people of Zambia. He has commended the committee for fulfilling its mandate and submitting the report, which provides a clear roadmap for future constitution amendment processes. Mr. Mulenga said this achievement is particularly notable given the challenges and complexities involved in the process.
We commend the committee for fulfilling its mandate and submitting this report. President Hakainde Hichilema has really shown that indeed he is a man for the people, is a man that is fearless in ensuring that he drives the people's agenda. It is this technical committee that we have. We wish to commend them for the job well done, and we call upon our parliamentarians to ensure that they do justice in safeguarding the interest of the people by ensuring that the document that has been taken to Parliament for enactment is considered merit.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators, NUPES, says lack of accommodation for teachers in rural areas has led to increased transfers away from rural schools. NUPES Secretary General Dr. Charity Kampamba has told Hot FM News that there is need for concerned stakeholders to collaborate with the Ministry of Education to construct more teachers' houses in rural areas. Dr. Kampamba says such efforts would promote human resource retention and ultimately improve learners' results in rural schools.
Many, even if you send them, we are trying to cure the issue of pupil-teacher ratio. You send them into these rural places, but the first thing they will face is this accommodation. In some cases, you only find there are only few houses. The head teacher, deputy, and possibly teacher and maybe senior teacher. Then what will happen with the rest? They will start now renting just around. And those structures are not, of course, equal to their qualifications. Tomorrow they start now coming back. So once we have beautiful structures in these places, I'm telling you, believe you me, that will be also retention of human resource out there in rural areas.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, government has urged ride-hailing company Yango to ensure its operations contribute meaningfully to improving the lives of ordinary Zambians through practical technological solutions. Speaking during a Yango breakfast meeting today, Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has stressed the need for private sector players to leverage technology in addressing the everyday challenges citizens face. Mr. Mutati said Yango must go beyond providing transport services and instead position itself as a partner in national development.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Still on business news, Yango Tech Chief Executive Officer Vladimir Ruzevev has assured government that the company is committed to supporting Zambia's transformation agenda.
Very happy that the talent here that we get in Zambia has contributed to building and expanding the business across the region. So Zambia is very proud of its sons and its daughters who are expanding this business across the continent. Zambia also represents a very